Hello, good night, sir. My name is Marco. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with William Sandwick?
Yes.
Good night, Mr. Sandwick. Sir, first of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, may I please, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote? May I please have that answer?
I am certain that I will vote.
Okay. And what is in what year were you born, sir?
72.
Okay. And, sir, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
White.
Okay. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, extremely motivated to vote?
Oh, extremely motivated.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you think things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think things are going in the right direction.
Okay. And, sir, okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. I'm going to start with the name of Kate Gallego. Would you be very favorable with Kate Gallego? Somewhat favorable, somewhat... Very favorable. What about Anna Hernandez?
I don't recall.
Very favorable. I do not recall.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Carlos Galindo?
I'm sorry?
Yes, what about you do not know Anna Hernandez?
I don't know. I'm sorry?
Have not heard of Anna Hernandez, correct?
No, that's correct.
And what about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
I've not heard of him either.
Okay. What about the name Marcelino Quiñones? Will you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what about Katie Hobbs? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job of the Phoenix City Council is doing? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, thinking about the... Sir?
We could all be doing better.
Okay. Yes, and now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila, Marcelo Quiñones, for whom would you vote? Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski.
Martin Bridgman.
Okay. And how certain are you... that you would vote for Martin Bridgman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Okay. And please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. I'm going to read a list starting with homelessness, crime, water quality and supply, housing costs, jobs and economic development, street and road maintenance, climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, racial equity. Which of those would be the one that is the most important in for you in deciding for your vote for city council?
I'm going to say, gosh, it's close. It's either water or it's homelessness. I'm going to say homelessness.
Okay. And, sir, now let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for city for Phoenix City Council. The first statement, sir, reads, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On a on the city council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to support Anna Hernandez for city council, sir?
A little convincing.
Okay. What about the statement, Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families. With that statement, sir, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to support Anna Hernandez for city council?
Not at all convincing. I don't know.
Okay.
About that.
What about What about the following statement? Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to support Anna Hernandez for city council?
That would be a little convincing.
Okay. What about the following statements? Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who will perform abortions in Phoenix. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to support Hernandez for city council?
That would be very convincing.
Okay. And now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to vote or and support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first statement reads, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to support Marcelino?
That's a little convincing.
Yeah, okay. What about the statement, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police presence in Lavin. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to support Marcelino for City Council of Phoenix?
That would be somewhat convincing.
Okay. What about the statement, Marcelino has has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to support Marcelino for City Council of Phoenix?
That'd be somewhat convincing.
Okay. And what about the statement, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Would be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or a little convincing, or not at all convincing statements for you to support Marcelino for Phoenix City Council?
That would be very convincing.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote, Ana Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones or someone else?
Marcelino, if those were the two candidates.
Okay. Finally, sir, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
Democrat. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
That's a good question. Hey, am I a strong Democrat or a somewhat Democrat? I'm asking my wife. Apparently, I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, including community college, two-year degree, some college coursework, a four-year college graduate or postgraduate school or degree, including medical school, law school, master's degree, or PhD doctorate?
Just a four-year college graduate.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
No, we own our house.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? Is it William, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time and participation. Do note and know that your opinions are very important. Thanks again for your help. You have yourself a wonderful night. Okay, sir?
Have a great one. Thank you so much. Bye.
A pleasure, sir. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.